Gently close your eyes. Relax your foreheads. Relax your eyebrow. Relax your face. And put on the Mona Lisa smile that will help you to relax your mouth. Slightly tuck in your tummy. Try to roll back your shoulder. This will help to open up your chest and straighten your backbone. Park your hand on your lap. Make sure your chin is level with the ground. Once you get into this ready position, try not to move anymore. And now, try to focus on the tip of your nose. Focus on your breath. When you exhale, you'll find that there is a cold air flow towards to your nose. When you inhale, you'll find that some cold air is edging towards to your nose. So just watch your breath. Don't control your breathing. We will first start exhale, followed by inhale. Every exhale, followed by an inhale, we count it as one. We will try to do a perfect 10 count. And at any point of time, if your mind is wandered off, please gently pull it back and focus on your breathing again and restart your count from one again. Okay, let's start. Now, please imagine yourself in the future. Future can, which can be in tomorrow, or in the next few days, or in a week later. Imagine yourself will be meeting this person who very likely will make you off balance, upset, or even angry. Imagine, usually, where you meet this person. Maybe it's at home or at work. Imagine who is he or she? What is the thing that this person make you off balance? Maybe he says something to you. He's using an unkind words, not respecting you. But this person always disagrees with you on your suggestions and don't listen to you. Okay, this person never keep his promise to you, or could be other reason. You found yourself start to off balance with the thing that he did to you. You start to get upset. You may even start to get angry on this person. So you see yourself, your future self, is that angry now? So you tell yourself, you want to take away your future self off balance, upset, angry emotions toward to this person. Looking at your future self in the body, you found inside the body full of black smoke, spread all over the body. So first, with every inhale, we will try to gather all the black smoke all over the body, towards to the heart area. So every inhale, you notice that the black smoke is trying to gather to the center of your hearts. Try ongoing. Now you see all the black smoke already gathered at the heart area. So the next step we're trying to do is that with every inhale, we want to bring the black smoke out from the body. You see the black smoke travel to the windpipe, towards to the throat, towards to the nostril, and then flow out from the nostril. Keep on going with your every inhale. You see more and more black smoke is actually getting out from the nostril of your future self. Try to do three more counts. Make sure all the black smoke is out from your future self body. Now you see that all the black smoke have already left the body of your future self. And slowly, all the black smoke that out from the future cell body gathered into a black smoke ball with a size like a 50 cent coin just right in front of your nose. So imagine in front of your nose there is a black ball. Inside this black ball, full of the black smoke, and the sign is just like a 50 cent coin signs, just in front of your nose. And this black ball represents all your off balance, upsets, anger, negative emotion, incorrect worldview towards the persons. Now please look into your current cell body. There is a very beautiful red rose in your heart. And at the center of the red rose, there is one very shining diamond just sits right at the center of the red rose. The rose represents the love, and the diamond represents the wisdom that you have, the understanding of the pain, where things are coming from. So please visualize this red rose and the diamond. It is very important. Later, when I count to three, try to do a deep inhale. And this will bring in the 50 cent coin sign black ball into your current cell body and let it touch the edge of the diamonds. And the diamond will completely destroy this black smoke. We want to destroy all this negative emotion and the incorrect worldview, because it doesn't help us at all. Because of this incorrect worldview, it actually makes us plant more bad seeds Ready? One, two, three. Breathe in. The black ball flow into your body, and when it touched each of the diamond give up a very strong light, just like the camera flash. The black smoke inside with the black smoke was 100% destroyed. And now your body is filled with a golden light. Your current star body was filled with a golden light. All the anger, upsets, off balance, negative emotions, resentments, incredible view was 100% destroyed. You see your future self look so relaxed. So at ease. The body was so light for your future self. He don't understand what is going on. He's just enjoying at this moment. He feels so relaxed. So now, you want to give some present to your future self. When you exhale, there is a golden light flow out from your nose towards to the future self. When your future self breathes in, this golden light enter into the future cell body. And this golden light is the present that you want to give to your future cell. You give him or her always have the correct worldview. Even under very difficult situations, always remember the pain. Always remember the two husbands in the kitchens. Always any unhappiness event happening. The future star always start to realize that that is from the past sins that he did to others, and immediately with that correct worldview understanding, your future star will always not go into off balance modes. Let your future selves always remember, I'm the one who created these annoying persons. I don't need to respond to this person who make me upset. With this golden light, you give your future self a very calm and sharp mind. Always hold the correct worldview at any point of time. Your future selves, no more planting angry seeds towards to the same situations who make him angry. Now visualize your future self as smiling. He has the correct worldview. He understands all is from the past seeds that he had been planted. Always remember the two husbands in the kitchens. He feels so confident. With the wisdom that he has learned in this level 10. Now try to do 3 long exhale. Dedicate all your good seeds that you planted during these meditations to everyone to have a correct worldview in this room, to your family members, to those that you love. To your colleagues, your team, and to everyone in the world. Everyone will have the correct worldview, understand the pain, understand the two husbands in the kitchens. Three long exhale. When you're ready, you can open your eye and back to this room. All right. Everyone can do a stretching, yeah?